Nolte, Sam Harris admits media spin on Biden's decline made him distrust his lying eyes. By John Nolte on May 26, 2025. Super expert Sam Harris took an all-new Joe Biden layout for a spin last week. But the fairy tale still ends with the super expert claiming he was fooled, you know, when normal people were not. Harris, self-appointed expert, makes the following argument. There is a separation between the two parts of the job. The decision-making component of the job and the communication/persuasion component of the job. Yes, the decision-making component of the job is important. And as I said some years before, when we were all talking about Biden being compromised, it's at least intelligible to say he is not a good communicator. He was never a good communicator, he's only getting worse. You can't reliably stick him in front of a microphone and trust that something good is going to come out of his mouth. But the truth is that when you sit with him and deliberate the war in Ukraine, or anything else, he is compos mentis, he clearly understands the issue as well as he ever did. He's just not a fluid speaker, and he's less and less fluid by the hour. Neurologically speaking, that is an intelligible claim to make about a person. That's what I assumed was true. But because of how effective this cover-up was, I no longer believe that. It's quite possible he was checked out to a degree that I did not suspect at the time. How many kicks that the cat do our betters get? Trump can't beat Hillary. Trump colluded with Russia. COVID did not escape from a lab. Masks work. 6 feet of separation works. New York will be underwater by 2010. Diversity is our strength. Demographics are destiny for the Democrat Party. Fox News viewers will die off. When do we stop treating people who get everything wrong as experts? For the record, I don't believe Harris. I think he's lying with this new angle. Oh, yeah. We all saw Biden's brain was mush, but it was perfectly reasonable to believe that behind the scenes, he was holding forth on all the dynamic issues of the day with a sharp mind and an English accent. Nevertheless, Mr. Expert, Mr. Big Thinks, Mr. Smarter Than Thou, is still left with, "You mean I was wrong, George? You mean, Biden's brain was mush, George? You mean, I was fooled, George? You mean, the average housewife in Oklahoma knew what was really happening and I didn't, George? Can we see the rabbits now, George? Can we, huh, George?" And then, to prove that he is not only dishonest and stupid, Harris goes on to prove he does not believe in democracy with this line of fascist thought, starts at the 12-minute mark. To close the loop on this whole scandal, even a mentally incapacitated Biden is preferable to me, and, I think, to many Democrats, than having someone, Trump, who we consider to be genuinely evil, in the office of the presidency. I would rather have a president in a coma, where the duties of the presidency are executed by a committee of just normal people. That's the choice that many of us believe was before us. So therefore, not much materially changes once you reveal just how insane and despicable this cover-up of Biden's infirmities actually was. Yes, Harris is openly admitting that he would prefer a non-elected committee to run the country over a man who won a free and fair democratic election on every level, including the Electoral College and the popular vote. Further, Harris admits that when given a choice between a legally elected Trump running the country and his unelected committee, that's the choice that many of us believe was before us. And who did they choose? They chose the anti-democratic, unelected committee that was not made up of normal people, but was made up of Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, and the radical leftists who gave the Taliban hundreds of billions of dollars in operational American weaponry, opened the border to the unvetted third world, and tried to bankrupt and imprison Trump while attempting to remove him from the ballot. And let's not forget that Biden and his family got filthy rich off a man who never made more than a few hundred thousand dollars a year as a U.S. senator, vice president, or president. Meanwhile, Trump has lost money pursuing public service. So let's sum Sam Harris up, shall we? He claims he got the biggest presidential scandal in 50 years wrong, when everyday people got it right. He then admits he is anti-democracy. Oh, and here is Sam Harris previously revealing in 2022 how morally corrupt he is as he argues that 1. He hates Trump so much, he wouldn't care if Hunter Biden literally had the corpses of children in his basement, and 2. That the left-wing conspiracy to shut down the New York Post's Twitter account was warranted to deny the presidency to Donald Trump in 2020. His own words. Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement, I would not have cared. There's nothing, it's Hunter Biden, it's not Joe Biden. Whatever the scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, it is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in. It's like a firefly to the sun. It doesn't even stack up to Trump University. Trump University, as a story, is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop, in my view. Now that doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair to not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that, that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. But I think it was warranted. Sam Harris has no ethics. No morals. No belief in democracy. And believes the widespread, institutional lying about Hunter Biden's laptop was a good thing because that lie stopped Trump. There is nothing Sam Harris will not say or do to further his agenda. He is unburdened by conscience or truth. He is today's corporate media and Democrat Party rolled into one smug, entitled twerp. And you gotta love that the only place people like Sam Harris and Jake Tapper can retreat to is the claim they were too dumb to see what was obvious to everyone. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.